Sin Reish Mem Vav Siv Gimel. Oser Lahaske or Lahashkel Behemter Lein Yehude Kedesh Yasev HaMelach VaShabbos. Shot Metzuba Shvises Behemter. Is Halacha Midoraisa, a person is commanded not to have his animals work on Shabbos. Therefore, he cannot lend them to a goy to work with him on Shabbos, because even the goy borrowed them or rented them, it's still the animal belongs to the Jew. The Rambam says, "Avol yochel laskira ulashila ulahapna shemizim lekodim Shabbos." You can rent it to him or lend it to the middle of the week with the condition that he has to give it back before Shabbos. L'mehani l'matna l'me'in Yehuda shetanuav v'Shabbos. And Yehuda never al kach. It does not help to make a condition. Keep it by you, but don't work with my animal on Shabbos, because that we know for sure the goy will not take him seriously and he will work with him on Shabbos. If the condition was it has to be returned before Shabbos, says in the Chava, V'im Hishilo Yiskir Lein Yehuda V'hitnei Moi Lachzir Lo Yikoidim Shabbos. He will lend it during the week to a guy with the condition that the guy returns before Shabbos. V'ikub Shabbos. The guy ended up holding on to it on Shabbos. So now I'm in trouble because he's going to work with my animal. Yavki Rebbe Beinu Ben Atzim Yikoidim Shabbos. The Jew should be mafkir, but privately, in a fashion that the guy is not aware of that. Shabu says one cannot rely on this hefker lechatchila. It's only if he made a condition and the guy did not keep his part of the condition. Continues in the Chavar that he should be mafker it privately before Shabbos. Oy yoimer lehemti knuy lein Yehuda kadesh linotzim is daraisa. Or we should say, I want to be matne this animal to the guy. And by doing so, he's not over the issa of Shvises Behemter on Shabbos. Shabu brings from the Hogan Avram that you have to actually tell the guy that will be making this to you. But if you do not tell to the guy, then we say the guy is not koinot, because he has no intent to be koinot. So basically, if he wants it permitted by this mechir, he has to walk up to the guy and say, I want to sell this to you for whatever it's worth, $1,000. But he's masculine, then it'll help him. Continues there in law. Then Yoitze, Yochel Afkir, if they shlesh from the Yodim, then Shahefkir. He can be mafkir if he wants in front of three people. If you'll hochi ain't shum, Odom Yochel Liskos boy. But nobody can be Zeicha, the Vadin Kabanosoi, Rakadei, Lafkir, Meel, Visa Shabbos. Because it's obvious that he doesn't want to be mafkir, so somebody else should take it. Just wants to remove the Isra Shabbos. Now, that is very hard to understand. So what do you gain? If it was a fake hefker, what does it have? It's still his animal. The Shabbos says it means that his kavan was to be mafkir for one day. So mele, if the Jew takes it, it won't get anything out of it because he has to give it back on Sunday. There's no concern that one of the Jews is going to take it on Shabbos when it's still hefker, because at that point of time, the guy won't let anybody take it because he wants to use it for Shabbos. Dafka b'Shabbos. Yontev, in the remote Paskins, there's no Easter of my animal working on Yontev. But the Mishabrua brings Achreinim, the Mashal, that disagrees with this and says it's Easter Shvi's Behemta on Yontev also. And the Maisa, it's a big Machlekes, therefore Mishabrua says, one should be Machmir. For these opinions, that Sefer Yom Tov also is a problem of Shvi'is Behemta.